This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The median home price in Mesa County has hit a record high. The Sentinel reports a typical home now costs $410,000 there. A shortage of homes for sale is also keeping prices high. Fewer than 500 homes are for sale in Mesa County, which officials say is only enough for about 1 month of inventory. Colorado's network of electric vehicle chargers is growing thanks to a federal program aimed at improving the country's EV charging systems. KRCC's Eli Janes reports.
Six highways in Colorado were recently approved for federal grant money to build more EV chargers. Two of them run close to Lamar, where Mayor Kirk Crespin says the current infrastructure is a challenge.
I don't foresee a quick adoption of electric vehicles in southeast Colorado because of the need for the infrastructure for EV charging.
Crespin says Lamar installed the area's only Tesla supercharger in May. The federal grants are in part aimed at supporting infrastructure in more rural areas, like Lamar. For KRCC News, I'm Eli Janes.
Landowners have closed public access to a handful of Colorado's most popular summits out of liability concerns, but a unique partnership has allowed hikers to return to some of the spots. The Colorado Sun reports the summits of Lincoln and Democrat Mountains were closed last April until a public safety deal united trail groups, local officials, and the owner. But the deal is temporary, and some landowners aren't convinced it will have a lasting impact. The Big Boy number 4014 steam locomotive will pass through the Front Range late this week as part of Union Pacific's 160th birthday celebration. Only 25 Big Boy engines were ever built, and this is the last one still in operation. Number 4014 weighs more than 1 million pounds without cargo. People can see the restored engine in Greeley Thursday morning and again Saturday. A stop at Union Station in Denver is scheduled for Friday. Right now in Greeley, it's 86 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.